Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At first, tongue-in-cheek, that aliens are real? Hey, the news can't get any weirder, right?
Well, I keep thinking of the line that nobody's using. That's the only kind of aliens he doesn't want to deport.
I know, really. But hey, listen, they're going to need visas too, okay?
Yes.
They better have their papers in order. That's what federal law says. I don't care what universe they come from.
Well, I would think intergalactic aliens would have a digital ID to begin with. So,
well, they heard you can get welfare and you don't have to work as long as you vote Democrat. And they hop right on the UFO and skedaddled over here. I don't blame them. No, but everybody this started off yesterday. Barack Obama, I was doing an interview, said aliens were real. He's never seen one, but he knows they're real. He said he's never seen one in person. That was oddly specific.
Yeah.
Did you see a photo of one? Area 51? Nice. I don't know. So Trump gets asked about it by Peter Ducey. And I this is radio, so I can't show you this. Trump seems to be, he's laughing as he's saying this, right? So everybody thinks, as this gets started on the internet, that Trump is kind of joking around, saying, oh, Obama, shucks, that's classified. He shouldn't say that.
Barack Obama said that aliens are real. Have you seen any evidence of non-human visitors to Earth?
Well, he gave classified information. He's not supposed to be doing that.
You know, so aliens are real?
Well, I don't know if they're real or not. I can tell you he gave classified information. He's not supposed to be doing that. Well, he made a big mistake. He took it out of classified information. No, I don't have an opinion on it. I never talk about it. A lot of people do. A lot of people believe it. Do you believe it, Peter?
The president can declassify anything that he wants to.
Well,
so
maybe
if you want to make
him
an announcement.
Trouble. I may get him out of trouble by declassifying.
We know illegal aliens are real.
Yeah, illegal. Only illegals. What else?
All right. So, people online are saying, oh, come on, don't fall for that. He's obviously joking, right? But then he turns around and says, well, yeah, a lot of people want to know about this. I think I'll declassify the whole thing, and orders it declassified. All right. Now, here's the thing. I've gotten way too excited about some of these declassifications in the past, Lee.
Yeah.
Like that time, Pam Bondi's like, yeah, I got all the Epstein files in a corner of my desk here. You want to come get them? Yeah. And then they show up, all the right influencers, and it's just rehashed articles we've seen before, you know? So I don't know if these alien files we're going to get, I don't know if it's like stuff that's appeared in the UK Daily Mail before, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I could have Googled it myself, or if it's going to be the real deal. I don't know. I mean, the Epstein files, if it's gone like that, it's been kind of a disappointment. So, I don't know.
Well, they should call it the X-Files.
Or something. Yeah. So we'll see what comes out, but he's ordered the declassification of this stuff. We'll see.
Maybe Mulder and Scully can show up for the classification of the X-Files.
They know. It'll be interesting, if nothing else, right?
Yeah.
I have a feeling it'll be more nothing else than interesting, though, as these things go. Now, keep in mind, I mean, I'm still traumatized by the release of the COVID origin files.
Yeah.
You know, when Congress voted twice to declassify them? Have you seen them, Lee?
No.
No, I haven't seen them either. Not the first time or the second time. And what was the origin of COVID? We know the files are out there, and we've never seen them by law. We were supposed to. So, and again, folks, that is law. I mean, Congress passed that twice. In fact, Lee, we're due to pass it again. We do it every, 2 years? I think we declassify the COVID origin files.
We'll balance the budget before we ever see that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, You know, my hope that we'll actually see the alien files is not high. And if we can get the COVID origin files, you think we're going to get the alien life files? I think not, but whatever. Whatever. I'm still waiting to find out. And one of the top five political mysteries, if I could have it. Why did the Pentagon send $52 million to the Wuhan lab? Mm-hmm. Who sent it? We keep, you know, every 6 months or so, we drag Fauci out like the gimp, you know, out of the box from the basement. Yeah. And we parade him around and we ask him mean questions, usually Rand Paul or whatever, about the $6 million he gave him. We don't even know who signed the check to the Pentagon or who sent it. Another $52 million went directly to the Wuhan lab from USAID. They also sponsored the group that went into the bat caves to collect the original COVID viruses. And then at the end of their report said, oopsie, we never made plans for what we'd do to contain them once we pulled them out of the bat caves. So, origin of COVID's going to go right back to the Pentagon and USAID via China. And we never saw that. We've never seen that. We're not going to see the alien stuff. So, you know. We're not. But, you know, I'm seeing a lot of buzz and a lot of people all over the world talking about it. And you know, it's kind of fun, I guess, on a Friday.
Yeah, why not? So, I mean, you know, beats talking about possible war with Iran. So.
Oh, yeah, that. Possible war with Iran, which apparently has Lee 15 days to put up or shut up. And, you know, good for Trump for saying that. I mean, we've held hands with Iran. I mean, Bush, Obama, Biden for year after year after year while they build their program or rebuild their program. And I'm here to tell you the potentially biggest facility buried under the mountains, you know, nuclear facility, we didn't even touch. We didn't touch it. And a second one, the one the media actually focused on, the one that China helped build, we may or may not have destroyed. I don't know if we had enough firepower for that. So, I mean, I've said for a long time, we need to go back. We have to finish this. And now they're talking about destroying the missile facilities. Good. That's a good place to start. You know, I got to say, I kind of feel bad for Iran in a way. They must be so confused, okay? Because Biden and Obama cut a deal with them. I'll never forget this. That let them develop the nukes and then said, okay, in 5 years, which is now, we'll not only let you buy missiles. Here are your options. You can buy missiles from either China or Russia with which to deliver the bomb to our shores and Israel's. Okay? But you got to wait 5 years to buy the bomb on which you'll deliver the nuclear missiles. You cool with that? And Rand's like, yeah, we'll take that deal. We'll take it all day long. And I always say, listen, if we're going to get annihilated by Iran, right? And we're going to let them buy the missiles from China or Russia. I mean, why don't we sell them to Iran? Yeah. We might as well profit, right? So, I mean, Iran must be terribly confused. They had this great deal going with Obama and Biden that allowed them to buy the missiles to mount the nuke on.
Well, that's sort of what we do with China. We send jobs over there and money over there to buy us cheap stuff. So we're basically funding their military.
So I just thought that was unfair. I mean, some nice American company could have sold them the missiles with which to destroy us, you know. So I never understood that. So Iran must be very confused. I mean, you got Obama and the Democrats here, have some missiles. No, really, buy it. We're just going to mandate you do it from Russia or China. And now they're like, well, wait a minute. Why do you want to blow the missiles up? You said we could have them. It must be very confusing for the mullahs.
Somebody once said elections have consequences.
Yeah. And that was the thing with the Iran deal. The whole purpose of it was to get Iran the nukes, to provide the cover. While the media and everybody else pretended that the deal was to stop Iran from getting nukes. But if you actually went and read it, you and I did at one point, you know, over the years, we've talked about it. No, it is a facilitation bill.
Yes.
And then we said, hey, we'll send you the money for it, too. Where do we forward the check? Or in Obama's case, the pallets of cash. So we paid for it. We not only didn't enforce the sanctions, we let the money build up and then we transferred it. We demanded, well, the Democrats did. They send a cut back to pay for the street protest. So Iran is very confused this morning. They're used to the Democrats working in partnership with them to blow up Israel and probably America. So, and I think what you're seeing with them, they made a bidly. If they can just get to the next Democrat presidency, mm-hmm. they'll thrive again. And they know it. They know that if they can run down the clock. And that's why Trump's saying, no, you got 15 days and we're done.
Well, that's what the Iranians are doing. That's what the Russians are doing. Yeah. And the Chinese.
So, and Trump obviously has plans for all of them. There we go. All right. Coming up on the show, Lee, 175 billion dollars we spent defending the Euroweenies from Russia in Ukraine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all we want to do is use one stinking base, maybe two, one of which we jointly operate, the other we basically pay for, even though it's a Royal Air Force base. We just want to borrow the base, okay? No? No. No. Europe's position is you cannot defend yourself. However, send us the check for our defense. It's outrageous, folks. We are fools for sending them $175 billion. We're going to get into all of that coming up.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
President Trump giving Iran a deadline to make a deal as we could be on the brink of a major conflict in the Middle East.
The president is extending his timeline for Iran to make a deal from 10 to 15 days. That still puts it in line with the 2-week time frame that Iran had given to address the gaps after the second round of indirect talks with the U.S. earlier this week.
What is the goal if there is a U.S. military strike?
Well, we're going to make a deal or we're going to get a deal one way or the other.
But with a military strike, is it to wipe out their nuclear program?
I'm not going to talk to you about that, but we're either going to get a deal or it's going to be unfortunate for them.
And you said today, 10 days, have you given them a deadline firm to make a deal?
I would think that would be enough time, 10, 15 days, pretty much maximum.
Yeah, that's it. And this should have been done years ago, okay? None of this sit around, be silly, hold hands, give them plenty of time to build the nuclear facilities, get good and dug in, bring in thousands of Chinese scientists to help. I'd watch it all go down on the satellite. I mean, it's just so stupid. So stupid. And folks, we wouldn't be here if we enforced our own sanctions. And we did during Republican administrations. We said, no, you can't sell the oil unless you get rid of the nukes that you are threatening to kill us all with. And so in Republican administrations, the money would stack up billions of dollars where we would seize and freeze their assets. And they knew all they had to do was wait till a Democrat administration and the money would be either sent on pallets of cash or transferred to them and they could continue building the nukes. So here's where we are now.
The talks focus largely on Iran's nuclear program, but the U.S. also wants Iran to give up its long-range ballistic missiles.
You bet.
And Iranian officials maintain their ballistic missile program is not up for negotiation. The Wall Street Journal now reporting the president is weighing a limited strike to pressure Iran to make concessions. The outlet reports, per people familiar, the opening assault, which, if authorized, could come within days, would target a few military or government sites, people familiar with the matter said. If Iran still refused to comply with Trump's directive to end its nuclear enrichment, the U.S. would respond with a broad campaign against regime facilities, potentially aimed at toppling the Tehran regime. Russia is urging restraint. A spokesperson for the Kremlin says Russia continues to develop relations with Iran, and in doing so, we call on our Iranian friends and all parties in the region to exercise restraint and caution, and we urge them to prioritize political and diplomatic means in resolving any problems. Remember, though, back in June, the president gave a 2-week timeline for Iran to make a deal. Hours later, he gave the green light for Operation Midnight Hammer.
Exactly. And that's what the Israelis said earlier this week. They don't even think these negotiations are real. We're just getting stuff in place. I think that too. I do. Folks, the real story of why this is happening and why it's completely justified, I laid it out probably like nobody else will for you in my Battleground America podcast yesterday. A lot of people yesterday on our side still confused. Can't we just leave them alone? Can't we just let them do whatever they want? No, we can't. No, we can't. Not when you send three assassination teams to kill the president and his cabinet. No, we can't. We're done. We're finished. You are an existential threat. A leader group that would do that in Iran will absolutely send a shoulder-fired missile over our border. They will absolutely hit us from Mexico with nuclear fissile material. They will absolutely do what their military leaked in 2012, their plans to detonate a nuke over America to disable our grid. They'll do all of that and more. They got to go. They have become an existential threat. But folks, do you know why they tried to kill Trump? Because that's what this is about. That's what this is really about. This is about them feeling comfortable hunting us on our own soil with the tacit blessing of the Democrat Party. Again, Joe Biden never condemned, sanctioned, or even said to Iran, stop sending kill teams. Even after we caught and tried them. Why? Could you hear me winking? They like it. They're fine with it. That's why they were fine with Iran funding the street protests. We've been over and over this. But when did the real clash between Donald Trump and Iran begin? When did it begin? What is it over? Oh, leave him alone, Terry. Leave him alone. NATO said a foreign conflict. And the founders said, okay. What did it start over? It started over Soleimani. Remember Trump killed Soleimani? One of the most fascinating, by the way, episodes in American history. I'll tell you why. Trump didn't have to kill Soleimani. It cost Trump politically to kill Soleimani. Why did he do it? Cold vengeance. Soleimani was the head of the Quds Force. And for sport, they hunted our troops in Iraq. We weren't at war with Iran. Anybody know how many of our troops they killed? Anybody know? I'll read it to you from Grok. According to Pentagon assessments, at least 603 U.S. personnel were killed in Iraq between 2003 and 2011 as a result of the attacks by Iranian-backed militants supported by Qasem Soleimani's Quds Force. How did they kill? By the way, that figure represents 17% of all U.S. deaths in Iraq during that period, primarily through the use of explosive form penetrators, EEPs, and improvised explosive devices, IEDs. I had a text yesterday from an injured veteran who said, yeah, they thought the thing that, you know, that caused me harm, he was part of one of these explosions, was Iranian. He said, I didn't realize. He said, I never put it together with Soleimani. That's how stupid Americans are and how dumb our media keeps us about our history. Trump went in, saw that, and went, no, and killed Soleimani, who was the number two most powerful guy in Iran. Some say the most, because he also terrorized the people of Iran. He didn't just kill us. The Pentagon has never released its estimate of the wounded, but it runs into thousands. You see them on the Wounded Warrior commercials where they're building them homes because their legs are blown off up to the hip, those guys. So no response or revenge was ever taken, not by Bush, not by Obama. And Trump said, to hell with that. And he killed Soleimani, as we should. You know why I think Bush and Obama never went after Quds Force and Soleimani? I'm right about this. Those wars have become such a profit center for contractors, rat line contractors, medevac contractors, people bringing the food, people bringing the resupply. And then those people donate to the Republican Democrat Party. Sorry, just the Republican Party, but then the Democrats got in on it. They didn't want to kill Quds Force or Soleimani because we'd have won the war. And then where's the political contributions coming from? That's the neocon mentality. It's why they hate Trump. Trump goes in with a clean strike. Now, we don't need rat lines. We don't need $5 billion worth of contracts. Hey, write a check to our political campaigns later. No. I'm just going to hit him from the sky with a satellite. Bam, boom, clean. And Soleimani's suitcase goes round and round on the turnstile. No one else gets hurt. We kill him in an airport. That is what provoked them, the cold vengeance, to go after Trump and try to kill him while leaving the Democrats alone. So the Republican Party is at war with, I wouldn't say the whole party, I would say the Trump part of the Republican Party is at war with Iran. That's what it's over. Cold vengeance. And this is how it ends. We'll see. Got more on that coming up next.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Last week, Customs and Border Commissioner was asked at a congressional hearing, hey, you know, what do you need by the Republicans? Because they really feel bad for, you know, what ICE is going through in the streets. At least some of them do. Under this Democrat terrorist insurgency. They said, what do you need? Do you need more, you know, night vision goggles? You know, more bulletproof glass, bulletproof vest. What do you need? Customs and Border Patrol Commissioner Rodney Scott said something chilling, and I really have not emphasized it as much as I should have. He said, that stuff's all great. We'd love to have it. But what we need is for you to understand we are facing a left-wing terrorist insurgency. Here's what he says.
But let's not miss the fact that we have coordinated, well-funded, and I think insurgencies or terrorist organizations, however you want to call it, literally trying to prevent legal laws from being enforced in the United States. That is a dramatic change. That's why we've had to shift. So we got to figure out how to protect our officers and agents more holistically on social media. How do we keep them from being doxxed? When somebody goes to like did to Director Lyons, they follow his kid home and then have protests in his front yard and then put it out live on video. That needs to be a crime. I don't want to violate anybody's right to free speech, but going into your front yard and harassing your family just because you're a law enforcement officer, that should not be a protected action.
Folks, just for a moment, remember when the feds were raiding Mar-a-Lago, terrorizing Trump with arrests? Can you imagine if we attacked those agents, tried to get in their way, any of these FBI agents who framed Trump? And it was bad what they did with the classified documents. We later would find out that they literally tampered with the evidence in a way that violates federal law and then perjured themselves in court lying about it. Can you imagine if we'd gone to their homes when Biden was president? Can you imagine if we even protested peacefully in front of their homes? Can you imagine if we physically interfered when they went to arrest Trump? And then can you imagine if the group that did it was funded by an entity or entities? Or better yet, if it was funded by Russia? Folks, they put 1,200 of us in prison. Prison sentences for taking many of them selfies. No property damage, no violence. They dedicated at one point a full 13% of the FBI to going after us. And there wasn't even any centralized funding or coordination with, say, Russia. China could chunk all the money in they want. It is on the street out there. Now, Kash Patel said in an interview with Dan Bongino, Kash Patel, head of the FBI, they have found the funding source. Okay, well, you know what I want? I want 13% of the FBI dedicated to ripping these people out by the roots. Because it's getting worse. It's getting worse. Can you imagine if we even did a tenth of what I'm about to read you? Headline. This is a terror attack, folks. Stolen ambulance driven into Idaho Department of Homeland Security office building in attempted, Fox News calls it an arson attack. That's half the problem. We can't even write a headline. Terror attack. I fixed it. Meridian Police Chief Tracy Bastariccia says the suspect staged accelerant in the vegetation before driving the emergency vehicle into the DHS building. Stolen ambulance, loaded up, staged gas cans and plowed the emergency vehicle into a Department of Homeland Security office in Idaho. Fuck, this is what they did in Fallujah. This is a classic terror attack. And we're like, well, it's an arson attack. It was an arson attack. Yeah. No, an arson attack is when they make Molotov cocktails in Portland and throw them through the windows again while trying to block the door so the ICE agents can't escape. They do that regularly. That's an arson attack. This is a terror attack. Write a dang headline. We are not, fundamentally not serious. They are laughing at us. By the way, no Democrat condemned that. That is an attack on federal agents. They dedicated 13% of the FBI to us when we went inside. The doors they held open. Remember, Capitol Police held the doors open on January 6th and took selfies. 13% of the FBI dedicated. 1,500 arrested, over 1,200 with prison sentences. And only Nancy Pelosi's laptop was damaged. That was it. Nobody was hurt or killed. They are laughing at us. And then you've got people living like poor Todd Lyons. He's the head of ICE. Want to know what his life's like?
After the testimony on Tuesday, I went back to numerous death threats against my family. Mm-hmm. There was a videotape of my wife walking to work that people actively post. The cartels have actually posted the schematics to my home. ICE agents feel that every day.
Can you imagine if one of us posted video of the wives of Capitol Police officers, the FBI agents who were in the crowd on January 6th, posted the schematics to the to our home, the home of a federal agent, FBI agent, can you even imagine the response? Shrug shoulders. And by the way, the left would get so much mileage out of it, too, if we did exactly what they were doing. Oh, they'd be out there every day talking. I had to hear about that wading through hours of testimony by ICE and Customs and Border Patrol. There's never been a press release put out by the Trump administration, by a war room, by anything. I was like, whoa, that's going on. That's worse than anything we ever did on January 6th. Now they're driving truck bombs into DHS buildings? Where are the arrests? This is going to spin out of control. It's going to be an ICE agent killed, family killed. It's just a matter of time. We're just twiddling our thumbs, twiddle, twiddle, twiddle. Folks, is anybody paying attention to the overt racism going on right now in the Senate Texas race by Democrats? Oh, it's so bad. So first it starts out with Colbert lying. That's not unusual for Colbert. He's a liberal, so he lies all the time. But he said that he was being repressed by Donald Trump, censored, if you will, because he wanted to interview the white guy in the race, James Tallarico, but not the black woman. Got a warning, CBS did, from the FCC. Hey, you got to have the black woman on. We get that you're racist and don't want to talk to her and all, but you really need to have her on. And if you're not going to have her on, CBS then says, then you can't do the Tallarico interview. So Colbert lied. That's federal law, by the way. It's been since 1934. So Colbert lies on his comedy show, says, oh, Trump doesn't want me to have anyone on who will criticize him. No, he's actually trying to get the black woman on, too, so she can criticize him as well. Well, they don't want the black woman seen because they don't think she can win in Texas. She's embarrassing. And so Colbert melted down that, like, this show and Charlie's show and every other show in the country, he had to follow the law. I get it. He's a liberal. He doesn't think he has to follow the law. They never do. Even Jasmine Crockett said Colbert was lying. Again, she's a black Democrat Senate candidate.
We did receive information suggesting that the federal government did not shut down this segment.
No, they don't want to have you on, honey, because you're black and they're racist. And she's an embarrassing kind of black. She is. I didn't say that. I'd have her on. I'd love to have her on. No, that's Colbert. So they took the show to YouTube rather than interview her. Well, it turns out that a PAC running ads for Tallarico is now running ads. This is a Democrat. This guy's a Democrat, okay? The one Colbert loves, that darkened her skin in the ads. These are all Democrats.
You know, we've all seen the attack ads that have come on behalf of my primary opponent, supposedly wants to get rid of super PACs, yet doesn't have anything to say about the negative ads, the ads that are darkening my skin, and this continual kind of, if she wins, we lose. It's not even undertones right now. It is straight up racist. And I need people to understand that that cannot be the way that we proceed.
This is Democrat on Democrat Klan stuff. You want to know what the Democrats' explanation is for this? Oh, when we applied the filter to darken her skin? Yeah, we had to apply it to everyone. It wouldn't let us do it to just her. So everyone had their skin darkened. So we could darken the black woman's skin too. Y'all, they haven't changed one iota, this party, since they fought to keep the slaves and voted in mass in the majority, look it up, against the Civil Rights Bill, which passed because of Republican votes. They haven't changed one bit. God, these people.
Are you looking for a money reset? With the new year upon us, the Jill on Money podcast is here to help you take control of your financial life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.